Jazz legend Wynton Marsalis was in town this week, but not just as a performer. He was also a teacher. WFAE contributor Greg LaCour caught his classroom act and filed this report.
It's late Tuesday morning in the auditorium at West Mecklenburg High School, and band instructor William McLeod is preparing to guide his charges through a popular marching tune titled Spotlight Groove. He wants his students to mind their enunciation, diction, and intonation. And on the stage is a man who first cradled a trumpet as a six-year-old boy in his hometown of New Orleans. Now, as artistic director of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, he's America's leading ambassador of jazz.
Now I want to talk about the rhythm in the beginning. I want to get together with my tuba and my bass drum. Okay? We have a little problem in the rhythm.
Wynton Marsalis turns his attention to the tuba and bass drum players. He says he likes their spirit, but they're not tight enough.
As it went on, it was good. I just want to hear the drums and the tuba in the beginning.
Marsalis, who turns 53 this month, pays frequent visits to public schools as part of Jazz at Lincoln Center's educational outreach efforts. He also does it in tribute to his own music teachers back in New Orleans, including his father, Ellis, who in his 70s is still an active pianist.
It's invigorating to see the work that their parents do and to see the work that the band instructors do. The kids are always eager to learn, and they always are respectful.
Marsalis and 12 other members of his orchestra fanned out to schools throughout CMS on Tuesday. He says he values the time he gets to spend with young people who often have limited opportunities to play any kind of music. Arts and music programs are often seen as expendable when it comes to budget cuts.
It's a never-ending struggle, not just for me, but for all the people who work in the arts to raise the consciousness of the nation.
He started by covering some basics.
Everything I say, I'm serious about too now. I'll be playing, but I'm only about music. That's what I believe in. We're going to work on whatever we work on, and we're going to get right to it. And I want y'all to be with me, all right? Okay.
He moved on to his own warm-up. He then explained some of his own outlooks on the foundations of music and learning.
Practicing is about repetition until it's right. But it's not just dumb repetition, it's intelligent repetition. Each time you repeat something, you're trying to get it a little better.
He instructed band members on the importance of breathing correctly, listening to their bandmates, and precision in their coordination with others.
We talked about lining our rhythms up, right? That means we know what our rhythms are. You know when y'all play a rhythm together, make up your mind how you're going to play it.
He explained that greatness is a choice. A good teacher can make someone competent, but that person has to want to be great.
The vibration y'all on in general, I love that. I wish I could be here more to be around y'all.
Afterwards, sophomore trumpet player Gary Carter said he was happy Marsalis, whom he'd heard of but wasn't familiar with, had come to visit.
Mr. Marsalis, he taught me a lot today. He taught me how to improve my skills and the technique of breathing and stuff like that.
Of course, these kids are more familiar with hip-hop than jazz, like senior snare drummer and student body president Jalil Pack. Still, he called the session with Marsalis amazing.
Just the way that he helped the drum line and basically the bass and the tuba, how to incorporate that one beat of the song we played, to bring it all together and to get the measurement straight, get everything in place, it makes it a little bit better.
Until the 1950s, jazz dominated American popular music. Today, it's regarded as a relic in some circles. It hardly mattered Tuesday. After the lessons were done, the man with the trumpet joined the West Mech band for a little New Orleans-style second-line jam. One more time with feeling. WFAE News, I'm Greg LaCour in Charlotte.